Here's one benefit of the new stem splitter in Logic Pro, the audio editing software I use. It used to be that when I wanted to audition, if I was auditioning via video, which you have to do sometimes, if I was going to audition for a show, I had to either record a piano track myself or convince Liam to do it, and he often does not want to do it, or find a karaoke track. But now I can take the original Broadway soundtrack, use the stem splitter, and take out the vocals and then record my own vocals. It's great. And so when I do an audition on video, I had to record one today, I can just play back a track in my headphones and record myself at the same time and then put it all together on the video and send it in. A friend of mine with whom I've appeared in shows and who has directed my daughter in a show is directing a production of You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. That's not a show that I'm like fired up about, but being directed by a friend is fun, and I have other friends going out for it. So I won't be heartbroken if I don't get it, and it'd be fun to do if I do get it. I might be too old to play the characters in Peanuts. However, it's going to be an all-adult cast. Really, I want to play one of the adults in the show, but they're not in the show. But I just want to go,
Your Daily Lex.
What if I just did that for the entire rest of this episode? How long would you listen if it was just... Like, how long would you wait before you skipped ahead to see if that was all the episode was? Like, if I can scatter them enough, then maybe somebody will skip ahead already. And they'll just keep encountering those and thinking, that's all I do. Anyway, that's enough of that gag. Great gag. So anyway, I had to submit a video audition. That was fun. And here's the thing that I like in my life right now. My son, who is 13 and a half, really likes to do stuff with me, which I think is awesome. The things we do the most are we typically have one show that we're watching at a time. It's currently Ed. We make music together and we play stuff together. Currently, he is obsessed with Rock Band, as I've discussed in various podcasts. And we've got the pro guitar and a couple pretend guitars and the keyboard and the drums. And he loves going through Rock Band. And Liam gets very goal-minded. Like, let's unlock all the songs in this game. We can unlock them all with just a code, but let's unlock them by earning them, by doing all these different tours and getting 5 stars on these songs, whatever else. He also, separately, on his own, will work to get 5 stars on every instrument on every song, which can sometimes mean that he plays the same song 30 times in a row or more. And he does not get he gets frustrated sometimes. Like, he's annoyed if he messes up a note like at the last second. It's not just 5 times, right? He wants to get them perfect. And so he'll get frustrated if he misses the note at the last second, but he'll just do it again instantly. It's never a walk away thing for him. He's just like, all right, let me try that again, which I think is unbelievable. What's funny to me is I play with him a ton. If I have a break in my workday for an hour where I have no meeting, I'll go play with him then. Great. If I finish early, I'll play with him. In between finishing work at a normal time and going to rehearsal, I'll play with him. But when I can't play with him, he is so disappointed, which I take as a compliment. Like today, he was hopeful that when I finish work, he's going to go take a shower, that we could play. But today is a very busy afternoon in the Friedman House. I had to pick up one kid at school, him. And later I've got to take the other kid, Sierra, back to school, where she has a performance tonight, but it's far enough away and late enough that I have to take her that I'm not going to come home again. And then Liam's going to do a tour of a different high school. And then he and Lauren are meeting me at Sierra's show. So it's like, I'm like, hey, we probably won't have time to play. And he's like, really? And he's so put out, disappointed, bummed, frustrated, angry. And I think that's both hilarious and sweet, and in some way negative, right? Like, he probably shouldn't be that disappointed given that we play all the time. But again, like I said, I think it's mostly complimentary, so I'll take it. Also today, for the first time in a while, a very long while, I published a YouTube video about how I use my Kindle, because there was a little bit of discussion on Mastodon amongst people I like about how people prefer book readers, e-readers with page turn buttons, whereas I don't care. When there are page turn buttons, I play with them and turn the pages unintentionally. When you have to tap the screen to turn pages, I'm a little bit more behaved. But some people really don't like using those touchscreen controls. They're like, well, how do you do it one-handed? I'm like, I only do it one-handed. And so I made a video that was mostly a parody of YouTube videos where I showed how I do it. Anyway, the video makes me laugh. So if you find me on YouTube, you'll find that video. Anyway, I hope you're having just the world's greatest Thursday. And don't mind me. I'll be at a show watching lots and lots of high schoolers sing emotional ballads this evening. So, yeah, we're all winners today.
Lex.